This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, oh, oops. Hold on.
I want some free money.
Yeah. Can you put that back?
Money.
Money. Dollar make me holla. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Monday. It's the day after Game of Thrones left our lives. We'll talk about it and then probably never talk about it again. It ruined itself. So, let's see if I have a sponsor. I don't. Nobody wants to sponsor the Game of Thrones celebrity trash.
Sure they do. No, they plenty don't. Of people loved it.
Really?
Yeah, I bet.
I didn't see any love for it this morning.
I saw people telling people, relax, it's a show.
Yeah, you know what? And that's
fine.
What I'm going to do.
So wait a minute. So you're saying you looked online and checked the temperature and reviews of others and found most people in your survey did not enjoy the way the series wrapped up.
I'll start with me. I did not enjoy the finale. I found it to be trite and light and not it and stupid. Also, you know, I was gonna just focus on the positives, but
just say it all. Go on.
So, and then taking the temperature of the room that I was in, also not good. And then as
who all was in the room?
Well, Hooman wasn't there, which was a bummer because after all these years,
What happened with that?
I can't remember what he had to do. He had something to do. So that was more important than the Game of Thrones finale, which just kind of goes to show you like where this thing has fallen in our priorities list. Because
he has pretty rad stuff turn up in his life. I mean, he's out there with caviar. Bless what do they call that?
Caviar dreams of Robin Leach.
Champagne wishes
and caviar. Champagne wishes and caviar.
Any given
dreams.
Night, he could be up to God knows what.
There was something way more important
than
you,
Sarah. Movers
and
shakers.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Which I am not one of. And I totally understand. So it was my brother and sister-in-law and my whole family.
Okay.
So just the six
the kids
of us.
Are there, yeah.
John made a lovely big ziti and we just, we chowed. And what a wonderful night it was. And then the show. So you know what? Let's focus on the positives. There was a shot where Daenerys comes walking to the top of the stairs and the dragon opens its wings behind her. That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, other than the parts of that show that are so goddamn dark, even I can't tell what's going on. Like, I can't even imagine, you know.
There's a few times I actually got up close to the screen. Okay, wait. Oh, wow.
Right.
But that was beautiful. I love
it was beautiful.
That scene.
They should win every award for cinematography. There have been such beautiful,
sweeping
things.
The writing may have sucked, but the other stuff was great.
The acting was absolutely great. The acting of the bad things that were written for them was great. The cinematography is absolutely beautiful.
They did what they could.
They did. So that was really nice. I also liked when she walked across. You know, I did notice that, and spoiler alert, you had to know there were going to be spoilers. She never actually sat the Iron Throne. Never even got a chance.
She
touched
for it.
Right.
And
then
as you're watching that scene, I swear I'm sitting there going, you got to turn around and sit in it. You got to turn around. And as she turns around, there's Jon Snow. And I'm like, oh no. Like you could see she's just about to sit
down. Did you think he was going to do that to her?
No, but when they go to,
I said it. I was actually sorry that I said it when it happened
because it was so contrived. It really made you go, wait a minute. They already went there, and it didn't go. It didn't take. So why are they going there again? Mm. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't think that worked. But okay,
yeah.
Did that work for you?
Well, you know, in the grand scheme of how much the show has sucked this year, yeah.
It seemed like they just had to get that done, and that was the
That's what the whole season has felt like. What you just said, they just had to get that done. They've They had to get it done the whole season. Like, everything that happened this season was like, well, we got to get this done. We got to get... So they just started getting to the places where they get things done. Like, she, you know... I just...
It's like just, a season of shortcuts.
You know, did HBO tell them they had to get it done in 6 episodes?
No, I read that. I read that HBO allowed them... Did we talk about this, or did
yeah,
I read
we did.
It? 10 seasons or 10
yeah, you
shows?
Said that.
Yeah,
okay.
they've just. I, is it that they were just sick
I think
of
Eric
making
said
the
that
show?
Last week, right?
Somebody said that.
Eric. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Griffin.
That's where we heard it. Yeah. The comedian that was in. He said that. That like, they gave him 10, and they
really...
said we could do it in 6.
Yeah, it was surprising that's the way.
They're just. Oh, I think that they were over it. Like the writers were. They're like,
boo,
oh, we're going to move
HBO,
on to Star Wars. We're going to. I don't boo HBO. And look, I don't even boo the show. You know what?
Well,
nothing's great forever.
To its credit, if I could.
Yes, please. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Now.
They did. They didn't leave anything to the imagination. They wrapped it all up. In my opinion, it's all wrapped up. Like, they finished it. They said, here's where everyone lands.
You know, though, okay, everyone had a course and everything, but they I felt like they didn't explain tons of stuff. Like, what's the three-eyed raven doing now that there's no Night King? Like,
talk about someone that didn't deserve anything.
No kidding. When they said effing Bran, I was like, can someone please stand up and say that's ridiculous?
Yeah.
Well,
and now
Jon
Snow's going to go back to the Night Watch? Uh-huh. Oh, really? Is
for
he?
What? What do they even do
Yeah,
now?
What are they watching for? What, to help tear down the wall we don't need anymore?
Isn't that the point, though? He leaves with the Wildings. He's not on the watch.
Nah, he's off. He's split for the Northlands or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, he's split with
I was
the
like,
Wildings.
Jesus, cold up there. Does he really want to be up there?
Yeah, he found a hot redhead up there. He's probably like checking
You're
around.
Sort of like Ygritte. I'll go with you.
Yeah, what's up? I need me a crazy lady with some attitude.
And what, now Arya's Christopher Columbus of Westeros? I mean...
Oh, look, the dessert I saved for you is still here.
Oh, it's been there for days.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to...
Oh, throw that out.
What?
I'm shocked that is still there. Not even Weekend Crew cleans up anything. They don't do a dang
thing
in that
I'm actually surprised
studio.
The Weekend Crew didn't just go, that looks delicious. I'll eat that.
So, looking back, none of us picked...
Bran.
Bran.
Well, you know why?
Bran the Broken.
And I don't even know if you're allowed to say this anymore. Maybe this will be a great example for everyone, but the guy seems like an idiot savant. Like, you know, he has these moments where he says one thing that sort of makes sense. The rest of the time, he seems like a numbskull.
Yeah. You can't seem to get a word out of him. So I think that...
And all of a sudden...
Is he a figurehead? And Tyrion is the one who's really going to run the country?
No, well, maybe. But all of a sudden, there at the end, he seemed like he could his eyes could focus all of a sudden. And now he's like, well, by the way, this is all spoiling.
Yeah,
so
sorry.
You shouldn't be tuning into the radio.
If you didn't watch it, who cares?
I don't know what to tell
it's
you.
It's a letdown anyway. Who cares?
Who cares? I don't even care.
All of a sudden, his eyes can focus, and he's even got a little attitude. What do you think I'm here for? Like,
what do you think I came all this way for?
That's the guy who couldn't piece two words together a minute ago?
So he already knew. You know, I don't know if he sees the future, too, but he definitely sees the past.
So he let everybody die just so he could get there. Great.
All right.
Yeah. What a jerk.
He's
a
jerk.
I was getting kind of annoyed by the show anyway, you know, And then they show, you know, in this previously ruined castle, you know, apparently the room with the map and the place where the small council meets, they're all still happening. And then I swear to God, I started timing it, the Tyrion scene where he's straightening the chairs. Like, I'm like, are we really spending 42 seconds on him walking around? I'm like, when he puts the first chair, I'm like, he's going to walk all the way around the table and straighten out all those effing chairs. Is this what we've got from a show that only had 6 episodes in its final season? Really? A minute of Tyrion straightening
the
chairs?
Well, I did enjoy that there where the new powers are discussing how to move forward. One of the powers is like, we do need new brothels. We're going to need new whorehouses.
And yeah, when did he become like a
I
guy who's
no,
the master of coin?
And... Zero idea how that guy became anything.
Also, just to nitpick, if I could.
Yes, please.
Jaime and Cersei, when they're found in the basement, by Tyrion, who apparently, even though the castle's ruined, he can just, you know, he moves a little rubble and he can get down there. They're at the top of the pile. I don't, maybe they just like surface. They, right.
Things,
they, so they're not at the bottom of the pile, and his hand is conveniently sticking out, really.
Wow.
And then also, face is not crushed. Just gentle death by, you know, smothering of really light bricks, I guess. I'm not sure. Like, I get it. You know, they're just trying to show that there they are.
Closure. It's just them going through every little... They probably had a list of storylines and went, we got to close up all this.
Mm-hmm.
And they just went through and closed it all up. I from that standpoint, I thought they did a fine job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't leave anything out.
It also occurred to me that, you know, Dany lost... she doesn't seem to have any female associates anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yet the hair is elaborately braided. I'm not sure if she's just... I really did think.
Her
shouldn't
outfits.
Her hair be a little messier? Like, it doesn't seem like anyone's there to comb it for.
Probably wears a net when she goes to bed.
How about how dark... I did like that scene where there it is, the turn. And she's just as evil as any... Like, that
oh,
is...
Oh, we are not done.
Right.
There is no peace for these people. We're going to liberate, which is, I guess, her word for murdering everyone.
Yeah. Like, all of a sudden you go, she's Hitler. She's turned it.
We've
she's,
got death to bring everyone.
She's that guy now. She's just a demon.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a neat scene, the way they laid all that out.
Right, and Tyrion tossing the hand. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite scenes where it's like, okay, now they're just sort of establishing that she's bonkers.
Why Sansa? Why is she ruling that kingdom?
Well, you know, I guess it sounds like the North separated out years and years ago and was sort of brought back in, you know, to make
because
it the Seven
needed,
Kingdoms. But she had even said that to Dany, you know, when Dany was up. She goes, what about the North?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not subject to your Southern rule. I did think it was really funny. You know, I guess I didn't know at that point that several weeks had gone by because all of a sudden everyone is there at this council in the middle of the Dragon Pit. All the leaders of Westeros, and then I, you know, apparently a couple weeks have gone by. We flash forward. How did they know that Jon Snow killed Daenerys? I mean, the dragon conveniently took the body away. Couldn't he have just said, I don't know where she is?
No.
I'm not sure where she is.
I'm sure he told. I'm sure someone went looking for her.
How about that scene, too? Like, the dragon. I thought, actually, that was one of the most touching scenes in the whole thing. Like, the dragon somehow knows that Mom's dead.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert, everyone.
I love that dragon.
I do, too. And he... Then he comes up there, he's nudging her, like, you could almost hear him crying.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, for some reason, doesn't kill Jon, kills the throne?
Yeah.
I thought that was nice, though, that the throne was gone. Like, there was no Iron Throne to sit.
Uh-huh.
F the Iron Throne.
All right.
And then he lifts her up and carries her off.
Are you going to mention what we saw this morning? Because people are texting in about the...
Yeah, well, I am.
What is it?
There isn't just another modern-day gaffe. Here's a picture of it, and see if you can pick it out. Well, actually, it's circled. Hold on, let me find it. Let me find it in my pile of junk. Here you go. So they're all sitting in the council. I didn't see this, by the way. I guess
I didn't see it while it was happening, but we saw
but
the scene.
But you can certainly see
it like,
now.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
You know, Bryn, you should probably pull that up in color. It is absolutely what's the name of the blue and red? It's like Crystal Springs or something. It's a water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Crystal Springs?
Crystal Geyser.
Crystal Geyser. That's it. It is so clearly visible to the right of Samwell Tarly's foot. That guy must get very thirsty because no one came.
Well,
to
look
sweep
at the
the
outfit
set.
They got him sitting in there.
That's true. That's
his winter getup.
Yeah, he's pretty bulky.
And that was a sunny day.
He is. His foot is barely concealing a modern day water bottle, which apparently HBO has already scrubbed from their HBO Go. If you taped it, you'll be able to
fine.
Go back and see it.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that you were so disappointed.
I'm not disappointed at all. I don't even care, Ben. No, I don't care.
You so cared a lot for
no,
a
I
long
don't.
Time.
I did, but this season has taught me that I should care less.
For this final season was over a year.
I should care less.
And you'd been frothing the whole time.
I'm over it.
Anything, any morsel that came through about that show, it was to the top of the pile.
I finished caring about it, though. How about you? You done caring about it?
Oh, so much.
Yeah. You see, you done caring about it?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I am done.
Yeah.
But I forever will have that scene in my head with Danny with the dragon.
Yeah, that was beautifully shot.
It was just epic.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
I'll have that scene where Jon Snow is looking at the dragon going, "Oh, you're not going to kill me. I really figured I was in for it." That was just, like, why didn't he kill him?
Is it because he's a
Targaryen? Maybe he couldn't have killed him. Maybe Jon Snow can't die by fire.
Or they're setting up for a spinoff.
Yeah, I actually thought maybe the Arya leaving on the boat thing. Like, you know, if she's going to go all Christopher Columbus, why don't we follow her? But they're saying they're only going to do a prequel. I'm sure that cast is ready to do other things.
I think that's cool. She's going to go adventure.
Yeah,
she's
it's
a
great.
Young
so let's follow
what
that.
What is she, 18 in the show?
Yeah,
I think
something
like
17,
that.
18? She's got her whole life, and she's clearly equipped to protect her or manage herself. Go have some fun. Good for her. I like that.
How funny was it when Sam stands up and suggests democracy? And they all start laughing. Oh, you fool. That's how ridiculous is that? Oh, those people aren't qualified to make a decision. That was pretty good. Sitting around talking about how it's all going to work. I love that, you know, Tyrion starts to speak and Grey Worm shuts him down. And then he winds up still doing all the talking.
Dude, Grey Worm, I mean, we know his story, like, once his ladies...
Yeah.
Once that happened to her, he was going to go dark, and he did. So dark. Mm. But there's a scene where he's marching. I thought they cut their... off.
They do. They did.
Well, he has one.
How do you know?
I thought they cut the eggs
the bag off.
Oh, no. I thought the whole thing was gone.
No, the stick is there in this shot when they're marching.
Oh, you can see it?
How could you not? I mean, I'm not even looking for that stuff, and I'm all,
whoa. I didn't notice
that. I didn't notice that either, but I just...
There's a dude with no underwear on.
You know they really didn't cut those off for the show.
I understand, but you'd think he could put on bun huggers to at least pull it in.
Just suck it in there, yeah. Hey, can you please do some research on whether or not I thought that the Unsullied were completely junkless, but that does seem like why wouldn't they just take off the eggs in question?
I don't know. I thought, oh, well, they're clearly showing us that he's got that.
Well, because it didn't really get cut off.
It's the Unsullied are fully castrated, meaning their testicles and penis have been removed.
I thought he had
that, the penis.
Well, I wondered, but remember the scene where he does really the only thing he can do for Missandei? He goes down below.
Well, that's for us, too. We like that. There's thrill in that for us.
But nothing else.
I know. Right.
So I guess there can be no completion. I always wonder why they would cut off the junk of a soldier. Like, it does seem like so much of, you know, what makes
minds,
you sort of
so their minds are just all about fighting the war. They're not thinking about anything else.
How come Varys just turned into, like, a fat eunuch, but those guys are, like, now they're
questions.
All war. They're war guys.
I don't know how that cutting that off would affect your testosterone.
Right.
And
like,
your...
it seems like you'd just be like, I'd rather just, like, sit here in the sun and eat grapes.
Right.
Play video games.
Right. I just don't really have any. I don't know why. I just don't have any motivation to fight.
Well.
What is there to fight
another
for?
Another hole in the plot of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So many of them.
Goodbye, Game of Thrones.
Have a good one.
Thanks for 8 years.
Yeah, thanks. It was great. It was great. It was a great show. It just doesn't matter. Oh, I just don't. Why do I care so much? I should care less.
Well, you don't have anything else going on in your life, Sarah.
That's
so,
true. My life is pretty empty, so it's, you know, that's why I care so much about it, I guess.
Yep, yep.
It was just, it was an escape from the doldrums of my life. All right, Vinny, we'll do the news next. What do you got there?
A young man named Jason McIntyre is living everybody's dream.
Is he?
After these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:36. It's Monday morning, so best day of the week. Woo! It's a good one. I'm sure they say tons of people are not going to show up at work today because of Game of Thrones last night. Like, I think we heard 10.5 million people.
Like a sick out?
Yeah, like, well, just, you know. And I stayed up too late. I drank too many goblets of wine. Brandon, our intern, was in the other room saying that this season, they went out and bought like $100 worth of like plastic swords and goblets and crowns. And he's been watching it with the same group of people. And he's like, we jump up and we wave our swords in the air whenever anything big happens. And
I did see some posts on Facebook, as that's one of the things I check each morning. And there were people in costumes.
Yeah, people were just
costume, full-blown costume party, Game of Thrones finale ragers.
So he had six people at his party, and they...
If Game of Thrones nerds can, what they're doing could be called raging,
right?
Then that's...
Well, in nerd world, it's raging. Okay. This is like full-on nerd rage. But they picked out like the six people they thought were the most likely to take the throne. Now that... the dust is settling. Like, who will be the six people who end up there? And I guess someone suggested Bran to write down on one of the pieces of paper, and everyone started cracking up. Like, no, come on, don't be ridiculous. He wasn't even one of the people that they pulled out of a hat to choose. So that was a nice surprise. All right, we're going to do the news now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Oh. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Okay, so we had some continued, what you'd call, I guess, winter weather.
Yeah.
Over
storms.
The weekend, and there's still more. So
how much more, though?
I think it's just tomorrow, depending on where you are. But I'm seeing right now for San Francisco, still rain tonight into tomorrow, and then it's gone for the rest of the week. So,
and actually, because I was looking at the Bottle Rock weather, and it looks like it's going to be fine. Actually, I am also, my weather app, which changes constantly, mm-hmm. and actually is never right, is showing the only day of rain is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny day.
Yeah, I have it starts
maybe
tonight.
Some rain tonight. But then Wednesday, bright and sunny and nice all through the rest of the
week.
So
there you go. Big doings tonight. As the Warriors won over the weekend, going up 3-0 in their series against the Portland Trailblazers.
Warriors.
Game 4 is tonight. It's in Portland.
Mm.
But they could finish that up and grab a seat while the Eastern Conference sorts themselves out. Right.
That'd be nice. Sharks, not such good news.
No, they lost badly. Mm. And now St. Louis is up in that series 3-2.
So they're in a must-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So there's all that. So this reporter must be honest with you for a second before I do the next story, as I did frame it with this guy's living everybody's dream. I have to first tell you that as a young man, my friends and I in my Datsun B210, when we saw a beer truck, we would follow it.
Mm.
Like, someone would yell, beer truck! And it didn't matter where we were going. We're just so stupid.
What? Did it ever? Because I remember the one adventure where...
The one time we tried to actually get beer off a beer truck, we were caught.
Mm.
The rest of the times, I don't know if we thought it would fall into our laps or what, but...
Maybe it'll get in an accident and all the beer will burst out of the back.
Or it was just our own joy in being so stupid that we would actually turn whatever way a beer truck was going and follow it. And then...
For no reason.
Turn around and go back on our merry way when we... realized beer wasn't landing in our laps. Okay. That's a childhood admission for you. Now, there's a bar in Lincoln City, Oregon called Beach Club.
You know it?
I don't. I don't know Lincoln City, Oregon. And I wasn't drinking at the time when I lived in Oregon.
Right. So
there
you wouldn't have been looking for that.
I was home every night by dark.
Yay.
Is Lincoln City by the beach? Or is it like the beach of the river?
I don't know Lincoln City.
Right. But they have some kind of beach club there.
Beach club.
It says it is a town on the central coast of Oregon.
Oh. Does it say it's near Newport?
It does not say.
No? All right. There's a spot where I went called Florence And that's where this kid was attacked by a shark. I shouldn't say that even like the way I did, but there was a kid attacked by a shark there badly. And I had him on my airwaves, and he at the time was very brazen, like, oh, I'm. And when I saw him or talked to him again a little later, he's like, I haven't slept in months.
Right.
Like it was finally
PTSD.
Like it occurred to him what had happened to him. And I guess the.
I remember you saying that. Yeah. Like all the bravado was gone. And, you know, he's like, I'm getting right back in the ocean. He can't. Mm.
But that spot is a place I went where there were just full giant trees in the water.
What?
Logs in the water, just out in the surf line. There's just, I don't know what the deal is, but
it came out the mouth of the river and landed there and
was just in the water. Realized, okay, this isn't going to be like home. I'm not going to,
you know, log beach is not my.
Surf all the way up to the tree.
It's not
going to
happen here like I'd hoped. Oh, well. Anyway, the security system at a bar in Lincoln City, Oregon, called the Beach Club, picked up some activity around 3 a.m. on Thursday. So the owners called the cops. And when they got there, they found 31-year-old Jason McIntyre living every drunk's dream. Apparently, he'd been in the bar drinking that night. And as it was shutting down, he managed to hide until some employees closed up and left.
Oh.
Once he had the place to himself, what do you think he did?
He made frozen margaritas.
He started drinking.
Yeah.
The party went on until...
Just him? So party of one?
Just party of one. Mm. Until, of course, the police arrived and he was arrested for burglary and theft. But for a minute there, he was...
Oh, so was there some kind of like motion detector or something? That
the security system...
Picked him up.
Triggered it. 3 a.m. And that's when the police...
Oh, darn. He only really had an hour.
Well... For a minute there, though...
I've got the whole place to myself.
I mean, what do you make if you're alone in a bar and you've got every option available to you? What's your drink?
I think I just go with my regular vodka soda. I really do. It's what I can have what I want, right?
Anytime.
So I just want what I want.
Right. But then what? I mean, I'm going to drink till I pass out. And
I'm
and
an alcoholic, so I'm going to go ahead and just stay here drinking and not really think about tomorrow.
Boy, you guys are really just sucking all the fun out of this. Well, of course, I'd just start drinking whiskey. What do you think? Yeah. I mean,
till you pass out and then.
And then I wake up and have some more.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
Wake up in jail.
That's an ugly cycle.
Right.
All right. That story wasn't nearly as fun as I'd hoped
it'd
be.
It's fun. You know, they do lock-ins in certain places where, okay, the bar is closed at 2 a.m., but they lock it, and everyone who's in there at 2 a.m. can stay in until they reopen the next day.
What is this?
Oh.
Yeah, it's called the lock-in. I want to say it's a UK thing. No. I think it's like a Ireland, UK thing.
Did you go to one?
No.
That sounds horrible.
Well, it's for the people who want to drink all night.
Oh, so you could continue
to
drink.
Yes. But no one else can enter the bar. Okay. It's just a lock-in. And I guess then the police don't, you know, the bar's locked. You can do whatever you want behind locked doors.
A lock-in is when a pub owner lets drinkers stay in the pub after the legal closing time on the theory that once the doors are locked, it becomes a private party rather than a pub.
There you go.
All right.
I don't know if they do that here, but.
Robert F. Smith is a pretty cool dude. He's the founder and CEO of a private equity firm.
Me too.
Vista Equity. Last year, Forbes ranked him as the 163rd richest person in America, worth about $4.4 billion. He's one of only 13 black billionaires in the world. This year, his fortune is up $5
billion. Oh, wow.
A few months ago, he donated $1.5 million to Morehouse College in Atlanta, which is a historically black school. Mm-hmm. Then yesterday, they gave him an honorary doctorate, and he spoke at the commencement in front of about 400 graduating seniors.
Oh, that's very nice. Inspiring them.
Right, of course. Mm. I mean, here's a person who's reached the top of business.
Right, one of 13 black billionaires.
As you head out to begin your work life, here I am before you, a person who's made it.
Mm. $5 billion, you say he's worth?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
During his speech, he announced he was making another donation, and that was he would be paying off the entire graduating class's student loans.
Oh, my God. There's one guy in the audience going, I just paid those off.
Yeah.
I worked all through college, so I wouldn't have.
Can
I
get
wish
that check
I had,
back? Right. Cancel the check.
Right.
Dang.
Well, there's, you know what's trippy? Because I'm saving right now like crazy in a 529 for the kids, because there's no way I'm going to have the money to pay when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a retired dude going, sorry.
Well, let's hope you are. I mean, geez, I don't want you working when you're 70 years old.
Right. So anyway, I do trip out when you hear people saying, well, we're going to have to stop making people pay for college, free college. I think, geez, I'm killing myself. But that's okay. I'll get that money.
You get to keep that money if they make college free. It's never happening, by the way.
I know.
It's a pipe dream. Don't worry. You're going to have to pay. Don't worry, Vin. And it's not going to be today's rates. It's going to be tomorrow's rates.
You will pay.
Anyway, when he made the announcement to pay off the entire graduating class of student loans, the crowd went nuts.
Yay.
But it took a second, they say. It was almost like they thought they'd heard him wrong. It's a massive amount of money. According to one estimate, it'll wipe out roughly $40 million of student debt.
Incredible.
So that's a big donation he's making. And I imagine he's going to have to fend off lots of invites for commencement speeches.
Suddenly
going forward.
His own alma mater, Columbia, is like,
hey,
what about
come
us?
Come on over. Like, suddenly you are finding yourself with lots of invites.
Yeah. That's a good way to get the crowd on your side when you're doing a speech, though.
Yep.
After that, you can say anything.
Morehouse College says it's the largest single donation the school has ever been associated with.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Boy, oh boy. Hey, well, he can afford it. So that's wonderful.
Well, that's one of those donations, in my opinion, that while you make a donation to the college, yes, the kids who go there will somehow benefit as it trickles down and first throws parties for the chancellor or whoever. And
exactly.
Then, you know. Some point,
bonuses,
yes.
Yeah.
That's right, and bonuses go out, and at some point, that new, I don't know, dorm room gets built.
Maybe
while you're still there or not, I don't know. But this is one of those donations where every kid goes, I benefited greatly from that dude right there.
Right.
That guy.
Pinpoint accuracy.
This guy?
Paid off my student loans.
Made my life.
Right.
And way better.
Can I
freed
come
me.
Work for you, sir?
Sure, yeah. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal. That's a direct benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No doubt.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Well, you'd like to see more of that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, you know, let's all invite billionaires and remind them what this guy did. What's his name again?
Sorry, Robert F. Smith.
Oh.
He's the founder and CEO of a private equity firm called Vista Equity Partners.
Too bad Hooman's not here. He probably knew him.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to have lunch with him once.
He turned me down.
Probably didn't turn him down. They probably had lunch.
Yeah, probably, Ben.
He's persistent.
He is.
That Hooman is.
If nothing else.
I'm sure the guy's like, why does this guy want to have lunch with me so bad? I don't get it. Why won't he lay off?
I don't care about Kokari, okay?
Fine, you've worn me down. I'll have lunch with you.
Anything to shut you up.
In a way, I'm actually kind of curious what this guy could possibly have on his mind.
Right. Right.
All right, I'll take the lunch.
Here's a great story about graduation, I guess.
Oh.
In a sort of kind of way. So let's see here. There's a 17-year-old kid in Canton, Ohio named Michael Watson who's graduating from high school this month. He's been overweight most of his life. At one point, he was 325 pounds.
Oh, boy.
This is a high school kid. About a year ago, he decided he was going to do something about it. So he overhauled his diet. He took pizza off the menu every day.
Oh, yeah. Pizza every day will
do
it.
Wow.
Pizza is delicious, though.
Pizza is on the list of best foods on the planet.
Agreed.
And yet, it is not something you can have daily.
No. Oh, even weekly, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of calories.
You really need to make that like a monthly splurge.
It's just such a good item.
Anyway, he took pizza off the menu every day and walked several miles to school every morning. Even if it was snowing, he still walked. He was determined.
Mm.
His high school gave him a shout out on Facebook as he's graduating because he lost 115 pounds.
Wow. So he's still a big kid in the 200s,
but
just
he brought
on the path.
Way down and changed his entire life. So
he's and he's young dude. Enough that his skin will snap back.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. You were?
Yes. Because, you know, you hear about people losing mass amount of weight, and I think about the skin, because then it's the battle, the challenge is not over.
Right.
Yeah. But
well, even
he's
Richard
young
Hatch, when he was on that first season of Survivor, he lost a bunch of weight, but then he continued to try to be a fit dude after he got off of Survivor. And I remember seeing the scars where they'd removed this big flap of skin from his belly. Mm-hmm. And people who get, like, the stomach stapling, they wind up having just a lot of extra skin.
Oh, you know what? He lost. Look at the kid. There's the before and after right there. He looks great.
He really does. Good for him. Wow.
Doesn't even look like he has any more to lose.
I agree. Maybe he's super tall, and that's because 115...
Yeah,
from 325 would still put him over 200, and he looks like a skinny little kid there.
Yeah, he looks
good
great.
Good for him. You know, that's great.
Heading out into the world with a whole new outlook.
Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. As you know, Game of Thrones concluded last night.
It did.
Some people are less than thrilled.
Who? I'm thrilled it's over.
No, you.
Yes, I am. God, it's over. Great. Thanks for the memories. That I won't remember.
925 says, there'll be some spoilers in here.
Yes.
Honestly, if you didn't see the finale to Game of Thrones,
this is not the show to listen to.
In fact, anything. You know, if you even have your iPad on and it sends you notifications,
you're screwed.
Like, you just have to not consume media.
There's no getting away from spoilers anymore these days.
925 says, my wife was the one that noticed after all these years of Daenerys wearing a white dress, she was down in that black leather outfit, and it looked like Hitler. That whole scene they painted. Right?
Well, that's what they were aiming for. Now she's a dictator. She thinks she's a liberator. In her mind, she thinks she's doing the right thing. We're going to create a utopia. You're just going to be the next horrible person to sit the Iron Throne.
Yuzi, you said it was a season of shortcuts, and you are correct. Lazy writers.
Mm. Yeah, I thought you said it best. They did the things they had to. They. What did you say exactly? Like, they did what they had to do.
They finished the story plot lines. I forgot how you said it, Vinny.
Yeah.
But you're basically they checked off.
They got it done.
Every storyline.
The things we got to get done, they got them done.
I thought you would have liked the finale because they went through each line. And sealed it right up.
Yeah, just in a nice, neat little package. No,
right.
I didn't like it at all. I mean, I liked it. It was fine. I don't even care anymore. I'm trying to convince myself.
Well said, Sarah. That's the best way to put this season. So disappointing.
Yeah.
There was a good text in there, Vinny. I don't know where it is in your pages there, but it said you had mentioned that the dragon burnt down the throne, not John, and someone had mentioned because the dragon was angry at the throne. Like, all this, the throne took away his mom. That's why he burned
the
it.
The pursuit of the throne.
The pursuit of the throne.
Yeah.
Boy, that really credits a dragon with a lot more brain power than I think that those things really have. But you know what? Let's go with it. It's this fantasy world, and I'm done caring. So, yeah, of course the dragon knew what was what.
Yeah, I love that dragon.
The guy who killed is right there. I don't know if you see him or not.
The dragon knew she needed to be killed.
Maybe. Maybe deep down. He really loved destroying that city, though. He was having a heyday.
The part about that scene between her and Jon Snow that bothered me, and maybe it's too deep, and I know they were just trying to seal it up, but part of the reason I thought she burned down the city when she did was because every single person that she cared about had sort of snubbed her.
Mm-hmm.
Jon Snow had snubbed her when she tried to get that last kiss.
Mm-hmm. She wanted to go back to the way it was.
She wanted his support and them to be together, and he snubbed her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the reason I thought all of that anger and fury was there, and that's why she took the town down, right?
Right.
And then there she is at the throne going, like, let's do this together and we'll kiss. And I just thought,
You'll always be my queen.
They did that and he burned her.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel it. It wasn't there. He was kissing her like his aunt, not his hot chick that he wants to, you know.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Stab her with a different sword.
Right. So I thought that was weird. That was like, oh, okay. They had to just do it that way.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure
because he hadn't been playing along for a while.
The writer meetings were probably like these long, elaborate things, and then they went, or we could just.
It seems like they didn't have long, elaborate writer meetings. Yeah. I really feel like even sitting around the table at dinner before we watched the show, we had some really great ideas for how they could have ended it or what they could have done. And they, I don't know, maybe they should have invited us to the writer's meetings.
The quote, the famous quote at the writer meetings, or we could just.
Yeah. Get it done. Here's what we could do. This would be a simple way to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Gosh.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is that the end of that?
It is.
Well, I got the new name for Kim and Kanye's kid. So.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one. And more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.